Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu everyone. You're listening to the Nafs Connection podcast and this is your host, Seema Umrayyan. I'm a certified professional life coach and founder of the Level 10 Muslima Life Coaching. Through my work, I wish to see you as an empowered Muslim woman who is deeply connected with Allah, develop the ability to identify the potential roadblocks in your growth, and not just generate an awareness of your state of Iman, but also take inspired action in that direction so you may build a better relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yourself and the people in your life, inshallah. You are listening to the Spiritual Journey Stories series, a series of podcast interviews with women just like you and I from all walks of life, sharing their spiritual journeys and their connection with Allah to inspire you wherever you may be in your own spiritual journey, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear listeners. Today I have with me Sister Umma Faraz Muhammad. She is an author of fiction and non-fiction books. She is a book reviewer, freelance graphic designer, and a life coach at Redefine Muslima Coaching. So I will invite her to come on and introduce herself as well, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. How are you?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, I'm good. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good as well.
Alhamdulillah. So can you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Okay, alhamdulillah. I'm an Indian settled in UAE and I'm a mother of three children. And I graduated in psychology and I'm in my last semester of my master's in Islamic studies. Alhamdulillah.
So, inshallah, let's get right into it. Inshallah. And since we are having the spiritual journey stories, like, tell me, Umma Faraz, like, you know, what was your earliest understanding of who Allah is?
Okay. I actually grew up learning about Islam. Like, I remember we used to go to, like, madrasas and all. But madrasas, in a sense, it was very basic, you know, like recitation of the Quran and even very basic concepts of tawheed, you know. But we didn't really dwell too much. Then, even at home, like I remember the teenagers and all, my mom used to, she used to conduct halakas where, like, we me and my siblings and my mom would sit in circles, and she'd be reading the Quran, or she'd ask us, you know, one of us to recite a portion of the Quran, and then we just, the other person would, you know, read the interpretation of the meaning, and then we didn't discuss about it, but this is how it went. And then we also used to have, like, these halakas on, again, it's on family, just me, my mom, and my siblings. And we used to read a hadith and just talk about it, I guess. But we did not dwell, you know, we didn't reflect too much. It was just basic, you know, understanding. But specifically on Allah, I think it would be during my later teens. So we used to go to this Marcus and Buddha, who was there in Dubai. And there they used to have these short lectures and courses. And through that only I had a deeper understanding of who Allah actually is. And that, I think that's where a conscious journey began. You know, the rest of the time it was just me growing up, you know, like, I just thought that this is how life is, and, you know, we just grew up. I didn't have a conscious understanding, but a conscious understanding actually came from, I think, during my later teen years, when I was attending madrasa.
Alhamdulillah. So what was that experience like for you, having the conscious understanding of Allah?
SubhanAllah, it was amazing because I knew that, you know, Allah had all these attributes. I knew the concepts of everything, you know, who Allah is. But I just didn't know the terms. I didn't know, you know, it's different when you know knowledge, when you have knowledge. But at the same time, through the knowledge, when you understand certain things, you know, that's when you apply it, that's like a totally different experience altogether. And then, subhanAllah, it was like as if I was learning about who Allah is, you know, from scratch. So, all the while during my years, I knew Allah created me, and I knew the concepts of paradise, hell, the unseen world, then just all these concepts, I knew it. But you know, there was something missing. And I think what was missing was the, you know, the connection that I had with Allah. So it was subhanAllah, very, very, I felt like I was an infant, starting from the beginning, you know, learning more about Allah.
SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. So in your, like, you know, in your understanding, in your learning, and as you were, like, you know, getting to know Allah, like, were there any kind of, like, you know, was there a pivotal moment or like a turning point for you that kind of like created or generated this huge shift, you know, in your entire perception for yourself and your personal growth and development?
There were things, but again, you know, when I look back at each stage of my life, I felt I was connected with Allah. I felt that. But I feel like as I'm growing, you know, in years, and as I'm learning more and more about the Quran and, you know, about Allah, about Islam, I feel like the connection just goes deeper. So it's, if I could put it, you know, it's like as if the rope was always there, but I felt like the rope is just getting more thicker and stronger in density and quality. And I just think that this is how it is. So for me, even if I do take a turning point, I feel like every stage of my life, there was a turning point. It's not just one single turning point that I can talk about, you know. It's something that it kept happening. It keeps happening. And even now, I don't think it will stop. Again, there will be some other turning point. So I feel like it's a continuous process of me turning back. You know, there will be like some ups, and then suddenly there will be a down, and then again I turn back to him, and again there will be an up and up. I just feel that this is how the pattern is for me.
Yeah, I agree.
But if I were...
Sorry.
Yeah, but if I were to talk about one incident, one incident, actually, this is one connection, I would call it, not one incident, but during my studies. So I started my master's only after my kids, like after marriage, after my kids, you know. And being a student before marriage is different, you know, you don't have not much of responsibilities, and after marriage, after kids, the responsibilities, everything, you know, is there. So I remember every semester, so how this would happen every semester, every semester you would have these research papers, and every time I would start the research paper late because of like everything that was going on then, you know, the kids and the house chores, everything. So I would start late, but I wouldn't get stressed. Initially, like when I was doing my higher diploma in Islamic studies, that time I used to get stressed. But over time, I was like, okay, I'm just going to do my best and leave it. And, you know, I felt that time the connection with Allah through his Asma wa Sifat was stronger, because when I used to use his names, then I used to feel that the understanding of his name was on a different level than how I would normally, you know, if I'm not going to anything, and if I'm using his name, it wouldn't be the same kind of an intense, you know, emotion. But when I'm going through something and I use his name and I leave it up to him, while doing my part, you know, that's when I felt like, and somehow he never left me. You know, there were times where I would have like completed my research paper and uploaded it like seconds before the deadline. And what was amazing was I was not stressed. I was just like going with the flow. That was amazing. You know, that said, you know, that I feel that the peace and that calmness, it comes with the connection with Allah.
Absolutely.
Hope I answered.
SubhanAllah. Yeah, and I think, like, you know, when you said, like, at every point we have, like, we have number of turning points in our life, like, you know, at every point we are learning something about ourselves. I totally agree with that, like, you know, and I think a lot of our listeners can also resonate with that, that there have been several turning points. Because, like, we are all a work in progress, right? And at every point, there is something for us to learn. Allah is definitely going to teach us something which we were not aware of before. And SubhanAllah, it's like for the way I'm seeing it, like, you know, is that unfolding of His Qadr in our lives to have the deeper understanding and having those deeper insights at various points. It's like, I can totally, like, you know, see myself in that too. When you said that, you know, there, it's not just one turning point, there are several turning points for that happen. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. And definitely, yes, the connection is the peace. SubhanAllah. I agree with that as well. Alhamdulillah. So if like, you know, if there are like any blocks for you, like, if you can think of spiritually, are there any specific blocks that come up, like, you know, for you, and how do you combat that? How do you address those, let's say, challenges, spiritual challenges that come up in your life?
Okay, I don't know if this will answer the question directly, but after I became a mother, first-time mother, so that's like 12 years back, I hardly had time to get myself connected to the Quran. So the only connection I had with the Quran was, you know, recitation of the prayer and Friday Surah Kahf, and just, you know, sometimes now and then I would recite, and obviously the three kursuras, Ayatul Kursi, you know, all of these, you know. Basically, there was a very basic connection. What I missed was taking up the Quran, you know, the Mus'haf, and reciting it, like holding it in my hand and reciting it. So this, I had this at the beginning, you know, of my motherhood, like this lack of connection. And then I would bring it up, and then it would go. It was always like a touch and go. I didn't have a proper connection. And many times in my life, I have felt that, that, you know, if I could give my time to the Quran, then everything around me would set. I've always felt that. But then something was always blocking, you know. I can't name it. I can't put my finger on it, but something or the other, it could be, you know, because we are humans, we always blame, you know, others. So either it could be the kids or the time or this or that. So, you know, this blame game was always there for me. And quite recently, I think this Ramadan onwards, just before the Ramadan, just before Ramadan, I made the intention that no matter what, well, what happens in my life, I'm going to like pick up the Quran and recite every day, even if it is just one page. So what happened was, when I was reciting the Quran, I felt one page was too less. I was like, maybe I can add one more page, you know? Yeah. So slowly that became a habit. And alhamdulillah, I felt like, so if you're talking about, you know, the spiritual block, then I felt that I can't place my finger, but I have this block with the Quran, that I was not connected to it properly. And what the connection with the Quran means for me is not just recitation, you know. Alhamdulillah, recitation has its own rewards, but I wanted to give each letter its haq, each word its haq, like, what did it mean, you know. I wanted to, like, spend my time with it, because all my life, I've always heard that, oh, I can finish the Quran in 1 month. Yeah. I can finish the Quran in, you know, 1 week. So it was exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, I didn't want this rushed feeling. And I think partly that's why I had this block, because, you know, I was like, I can't finish the Quran in 1 month. I can't finish the Quran in, you know, this much time. So I shifted my, you know, mindset that it's not about when I'm going to finish it, but it's just about giving each ayah its proper, you know, right, and reflecting on it and seeing in a way that how I could use it in my life. So I hope this helps.
Subhanallah. Yeah. You know, when I see for myself too, like, it's like, it's so much similar in terms of, like, you know, being on the journey, right? It's like about the journey, and also, like, it reminds me of consistent steps, which is really beloved to Allah, right? Subhanallah. And that's what Allah loves. And taking that actionable steps towards something is so important. And ultimately, like, when you look back, those small steps, they add up, and, like, you know, they fill that bucket for you. And inshallah, may Allah accept that from us too.
Ameen.
And it's like, yeah, subhanallah, it's like, with the Quran, I can see myself the same boat, like, you know, as like you have been. And for me also, like, I think when I think of my own blocks, that's where I see, like, you know, I was blocked to it. Like you said, there is not one particular thing, like, you know, you could put your finger on and say, like, oh, this is what it was. But it's like completely relatable, subhanallah. And it's like it just reminds me of all those posts that we keep coming across on social media, like, don't let the Quran carry dust on your shelves, you know. Subhanallah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Subhanallah. And it's like, I think also when you said intention, because when you intend to do something, like, I can just see, like, how Allah opens those paths for you to, and makes it easy for you to, like, you know, fall into the thing that you desire for yourself in that connection, and having that deeper connection. Subhanallah.
Yes. Subhanallah. Jazakallah for that beautiful reminder. Alhamdulillah.
Jazakallah khairin. So, that brings me, like, you know, to the next question, which is what supports you, like, you know, when you think of being in remembrance of Allah. I know it might seem a little bit, like, you know, in tying into the previous question, it's like, what supports you in that remembrance of Allah, that helps you to remind you of Allah?
It's definitely the Quran, but what motivates me to take up the Quran every day and recite is the aspect of my akhirah. So when I think of my Akhira, and we've heard of deaths all around us, every time in our life, we've always heard of deaths. But there is a point in time of life where you feel the reality of death. We've always known death is real. But it's just that, you know, it doesn't strike us so much, the reality of death. But I don't know, off late for me, it's just too in my face that death could come any minute. All of these, again, you know, we knew all of this. But again, that insight, that connection, it comes whenever Allah guides us, you know, whenever He puts us in that kind of a situation, in that kind of a place. So I felt like, you know, when I could see that, what am I taking back? When all of this, everything will go, you know, I won't be taking my children with me. I won't take anything with me except the deeds that I do. So when I look to the akhira, when a body will be, you know, our mouths will be sealed. Like we can't, our nafs basically, we can't talk. But it's the body parts that's going to speak. So I don't want any of my body part to speak against me. I want them all to speak for me. So this aspect, this small aspect, it may seem very minute, but then it's a huge, you know, it's a huge, the magnitude is so huge that's what pushes me to like continuously do it. So even sometimes there are days, obviously, I will miss one day. And that doesn't mean like, okay, fine, I missed one day, so then, you know, I'm going to stop doing it. It's not going to be like that. I will somehow try to make it up. So if another day that I feel like, okay, fine, I can spend an extra 5 minutes on reciting, you know, an extra page or two, then I would do that. So again, it's not about me sticking to just 2 pages per day, but that's like the minimum that I go for. And then alhamdulillah, if I have, you know, if everything is well and fine, and you know, everything is in support of me to go ahead and recite a few more pages, and you know, it basically it's just going with the flow.
A very like, you know, kind of like wake up call, kind of a reminder, like, you know, in that sense. It's definitely I can see what you mean when you said like we know all these things. We know also, like, you know, it's like knowledge based, we know, like, you know, based on our knowledge, we know like that there's a reality, this is going to happen, we're all going to die, and those kind of things. But then having that insightful understanding, like, okay, how limited our time is in this dunya, and how limited we are, you know, in the time that we are given, subhanallah, and trying to make the most of it, that's kind of like commendable, as well as, like, you know, it's a good reminder too that, for us, subhanAllah.
Alhamdulillah. Give us all that understanding, and may He make us the best Muslims and Muslims that we can be.
Ameen, ameen. Ameen, Yaki. SubhanAllah. So, in essence, like, you know, let's say, like, from where you were and where you are now, if you could capture that essence of who you were, let me reframe that. If you could capture the essence of who you were and who you are now, what do you, is there something that you see, that, do you see the change in you? Like, what change do you see in yourself?
Okay, so this is in terms of the spiritual journey. Okay. So I saw myself as someone who was struggling to walk, to crawl, you know, to just do the very basic needs, you know, spiritually. And right now I feel like that I'm not 100% there yet, because I don't think I will ever be 100% there.
Yeah.
But I am going somewhere there. So maybe I'm probably 20%, 25%. Mm. Because I know if I keep a higher rate for me, I know that that is going to block. Again, it's going to stop me. Mm. So I always see myself as someone who is struggling, but in a better state right now. So I was really struggling then.
Yeah.
Now I'm struggling, but it's not something that I can't, I can't. It's not like I'm hopeless.
Mm-hmm.
So there is hope, There is hope for a better future. There is hope for a better, akhira, inshallah.
May Allah help us all be on that path of striving and reaching that place where He is pleased with us. And even when we are slipping, may Allah grant us the ability to recognize that within ourselves and bring us back on the sirat,
I mean, because I feel that subhanAllah, that I'm talking like this right now, but I have no idea how I'm going to be, next year, the next month.
We don't know.
I have no idea. Yeah. So it's something that one of the things that keeps me grounded is the dua. The dua that Allah always keeps me guided in, it's His guidance that I need. And it's Allah Al-Jabbar who is able to do all of this, and I am I can't do anything.
Yeah.
That I'm 100% sure.
Yeah.
And if coming back to that, research paper example, the incident, it was I was running short of time, and I had no research done. So there were times where in 4 days, I have done 4 research papers. If I thought I could do it, I would have thought I could have never done it.
Mm.
I seriously think that it's impossible to finish 4 research papers in 4 days.
Yeah.
Like, even now, I think it's impossible. But it's only Allah Al-Jabbar who made me do it.
Yeah.
Because He's the one who can do it. So, I always feel that without Him, we are nothing.
Absolutely.
And it all comes down to Allah's essence and His, knowing Him through His attributes, asma wa sifat. That's what will keep us grounded.
Absolutely. 100%, subhanAllah. It's we are nothing. We are just nothing, We're just compared to what He is able to do, we are all in need of Him constantly and continuously. Yeah. SubhanAllah. Alhamdulillah. So, Umafraz, with everything that you shared, if there is something you want our listeners to take away from everything that you shared, what would that be?
I would say never lose hope and keep clinging to His rope. And His rope is the Quran and the Sunnah.
Yeah.
It's if you go through the Quran and Sunnah and cling to His rope, you will not be lost. You will be guided.
Absolutely.
And with the dua as well.
Yeah.
This is something very simple, but it's very powerful.
Very, very powerful. Agreed. SubhanAllah. Yeah, it just comes coming down to the basics. Basics of
exactly.
Yeah. SubhanAllah.
Yeah,
and I think that's the best advice you can give anyone, to cling on to the rope of Allah through the Quran and the Sunnah. SubhanAllah.
Yeah.
Alhamdulillah. So, Jazakallahu Khairan so much for being with me and sharing your valuable insights and valuable everything that you share. SubhanAllah, that is amazing. Just to wrap it up, if anyone who wants to connect with you, where should they look you up?
They can connect with me through Instagram. And they're in 2 accounts. So my personal account is umm.afraz, AFRAZ. And the business account, which is Again, Instagram handle is Redefined Muslima Coaching.
Inshallah, inshallah. I hope, like, I wish you all the best and Jazakallahu Khairan for being here, taking your time out for our listeners also. And Jazakallahu Khairan, that was amazing and lovely talk. Barakallahu Fiki.
Jazakallahu Khairan. Because subhanAllah, I felt like this was a very good opportunity for me myself to reflect on such questions because I don't normally do that. So alhamdulillah, this was really amazing. I had a wonderful experience.
Jazakallah. Antifa jazakallah khairin. So assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
You were listening to the Nafs Connection podcast brought to you by Level 10 Muslima Life Coaching. To learn more about me and what I do, visit www.level10muslima.com. You can also find me on Facebook and Instagram under level10muslima.life.coaching. Stay tuned for more such content. This is your host Seema Umrayan signing off. Until next time, stay blessed.